Hi, Nelson. Lovely to meet you. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's Kaya as well. I thought
Yay.
Hi, Kaya. How are you both? Did you have a lovely Christmas?
Yes.
Now, you've been very busy over the 12 days of Christmas, haven't
Yeah.
you? Nelson, you've been playing your trumpet. So, how long have you been playing the trumpet?
4 years now.
That's, did you start learning at school or did you learn at home?
Home.
And why did you want to play the trumpet?
Because it looks like a pretty easy instrument to play, to only move three fingers, not like to move all your fingers.
Is it easy to play?
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what gave you the idea of playing Christmas songs for hospitals over the 12 days of Christmas?
So we were talking about Christmas and the sick children and the children without mums and dads, to play a bit for them and to thank you, the NHS.
That's a really lovely idea. And what songs did you choose?
Deck the Hall, Oh Come All You Faithful, Jingle Bells,
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, yes?
We wish a Merry Christmas and Good King Wenceslas.
Good King Wenceslas. And what was your favorite one? Did you have a favorite?
Not sure.
Now,
We quite like playing. Nelson learned how to play Good King Wenceslas as he was marching. So he was
out the
Yeah. So I think that one might be a favorite.
Now, have you got your trumpet with you now?
I can go and
Would you like to go and get it?
any opportunity to show off a little bit?
Do you want me to play for you, or should I just take my trumpet?
You could play for me if you'd like to.
He's been having a bit of a rest since the 12 days was up, so
Don't blame him. I'm sure it takes quite a bit of puff. And so for you, it was quite an excursion because you went to 12 different hospitals and they range from, let me see, it was Watford. So you started with Watford, Hemel Hempstead, and you ended up in Kingston.
Yeah,
Kingston.
so we live in Twickenham on Eelpie Island, and so which is why we wanted to sort of stay around London, but as it happens, my parents-in-law live in Hertfordshire, so that's why we sort of edged that way for the first couple of days of Christmas.
And what sort of response did you get from the hospitals when you arrived? Did you actually tell them you were coming? I presume you did.
Well, so if, it was sort of a weird time because obviously a lot of non-critical staff would be away for Christmas or had taken the period off. So I'd be letting them know that we'd be on our way and getting out of office or no response over Twitter. But we, because of COVID, we actually didn't go into the hospitals. We stayed outside, and as a result, Nelson had both Nelson and Kaya had an absolutely wonderful response because it was everything from nurses and doctors who would be coming out to talk to them and say, you've made my day, that's amazing, thank you so much, to passers-by who'd be cheering them on and having a bit of a sing-along as well. So it was actually quite a humbling experience in that period when, especially the first couple of days of Christmas,
Yeah.
it really is quite quiet. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think I see Nelson hovering in the background. Do you have your trumpet ready?
Should I play all of them or only one?
Why don't you play me your favorite one?
Maybe do a quick warm-up before. So, but
Yeah.
yeah, but in terms of the response they had, also on Christmas Day, we just happened to arrive at the time that the local fire people were coming to deliver presents to the children who are in hospital for Christmas Day. And they ended up having a little sing-along with Nelson. So, in a place which is completely empty and obviously very, very quiet on Christmas Day.
So it's real Christmas, real Christmas spirit, everybody.
Yeah, really, we were really blown away actually by people, sort of people's response and people's reactions, and they got sweets brought out by doctors and nurses. Then in Kingston, it was after we were on TV and we mentioned that we were going to be at Kingston, and they'd made up posters for them, made up banners, and
they even gave us drinks, and they also gave us toys in a bag.
Yeah, they got little goodie bags, which, you know, for obviously you can imagine for them, they've been working hard for 12 days, and the grand finale was a little goodie bag and a hot chocolate. I mean, they said it was a shame to stop.
It sounds like Kingston Hospital came up trumps in, really, at the end. So it was quite a grand finale, wasn't it?
It really was. And especially... you ready?
Absolutely brilliant, Nelson. Well done indeed. I'm sure everybody absolutely loved it. And just before we go now, tell me how much money you've actually raised so far.
Over 3,012.
That's amazing. Over £3,012. Is money still coming in?
Yes.
What do you want to say to the people on the radio who are going to be listening to your interview?
There's still time to donate. To give money, they do that on justgiving.com. Then they type in "the boy on the balcony with no spaces" all in one word.
And that's perfect. And just let me know, why did you get the name "the boy on the balcony"?
So during lockdown, I was playing on the balcony, and that's how I got my name, because I played on balcony.
And are you going to continue playing on the balcony for people to listen to?
Yes.
I think you're going to be very famous one day, Nelson. And well
done. He's already famous.
Oh, already famous. Well, more famous than he is already, Kaya. And I think you're probably quite famous too for helping him, aren't you? That's brilliant to all of you. Thank you for coming to talk to me on Radio Jackie. And I'll let you know when you're going to be on the news and when you're also going to be on our Twitter, so people can listen to our interview and enjoy your wonderful trumpet playing. And thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Well done to all of you. Well done for your spirit. And good luck with the trumpet playing. I expect to see you at the Albert Hall one day.